Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studio. Happy Father's Day Friday.
Happy Father's Day Friday. You're absolutely right. Tom, Sunday, I'll be preaching the 8 a.m. and the 10 a.m. Father's Day services at First Baptist Church of Glen Arden in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And my sermon is called Thank God for Daddy. I will give you the scripture, but you can't find your Bible. All right.
And he's going to say that in church, too.
So, folks, if you're the DMV, come on out. Look forward to seeing you at Glen Arden on Sunday.
All right, Count me in.
Okay, I'll be sure to. You can watch the sermon online, Tom.
Count me in. I'll watch it online.
Okay. Yeah, right. All right. We always talk about politics, Tom. And my next guest, Tom, he lays it out in his new book. Now in paperback, it is called Democrips and Republicans, No More Gangs in Government. You know him from wrestling. He was the governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura. Jesse, so glad to have you on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning.
Morning, Tom. How are you today?
Jesse, you lay it out because you say that the Democrats and the Republicans are just like the Bloods and the Crips.
Absolutely. They've even stolen their colors. if you look, when they describe them, okay, a blue state, that's the color of the Crips. That's a Democrat state, and a red state,
right.
Naturally, red is the color of the Bloods, so they've even stolen their color codes of the gangs. And they behave like gangs because first allegiance is always to the gang first. Second allegiance is to how the gang makes money or the money people. We, the regular people, might be third. We could even be farther, but I wanted to quit at that point because I was depressed.
Now, you see the battles back and forth in D.C. So would you say that we are the innocent bystanders to the carnage that they actually create in politics?
Absolutely. In fact, I can make the comparison. It's pro wrestling. What I used to do for 15 years, let me explain. In front of the media and in front of all of us, they're adversaries, but behind the scenes, they all go out to dinner, they cut deals, and they're both sides are completely bought off by the same lobbyists. If you go to either convention, the Democrat or the Republican convention, you'll see the same money men there buying off both sides. So the elections don't really matter to the money people because they've got their bets covered.
Now, Jesse, you were elected under the Reform Party banner for governor, and I'll tell you, I remember covering that convention. I thought the Reform Party had the best shot we've seen in a century, really, of being a real third party. What happened?
Well, what happened, I think, in my personal opinion, Ross Perot's ego. He ran in 92 and did a remarkable job, and in 96, we had three-time Governor Dick Lamb of Colorado all ready to be our next candidate to show the world that we're progressing. We're not just Ross Perot. But then the Perot forces in the 11th hour came in and cut Lamb's knees out from underneath him, and Perot ran again. And it was at that point that I started looking and going, wait a minute, is this a real third-party movement, or is this just the ego and the power of Ross Perot? And it turned out to be simply that. Did you know he never helped me one bit with my election in Minnesota when I went and personally met with him?
Wow.
And so it was at that point I realized this isn't really a third-party movement. This is just Ross Perot and a bunch of his Texas buddies, you know, and so I then quit the party. I now advocate no political parties. And, in fact, if I were to run for president, that would be my theme. I would give the American people the opportunity to elect their first president since George Washington that doesn't belong to a political party.
Are you considering a run?
I'm considering it, but I hate the bribery, the money, and so I laid the gauntlet down. I said if a grassroots movement got me ballot access in all 50 states and if they could guarantee me in the debates, because you got to be able to debate to have any chance. And, of course, the two gangs control who gets to debate. Isn't that
the
sweet?
Two gangs.
That'll be a hell of a race if you got in. Democrats and Republicans, No More Gangs in Government, folks. It's an e-book. It's in paperback. Jesse Ventura, glad to have you. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Tom, always. And I'll have a new book out in the fall. We'll look forward to talking then.
All right. That'll be a hell of a race, Tom.
Yeah, Tom.